are the People's Liberal Democratic Alliance. Well, there's 22 negotiations. It was easy at Kodesa. That is good. Six months. Yeah, no, that's true.
No, a week.
Yeah, one day. Reverend Zondi, can you start with your final caucus position? I told you to caucus with yourself.
Thank you, Chairperson. After a wonderful opportunity to caucus in the wonderful opportunity that you gave us, Chair, I would like to, on behalf of my party, to say that we've considered the names that the ANC has put forward, the five names of Ms. Irene Chanley, Professor Fidim Timkur, Ms. Libby Lloyd, Leslie Sadibe, and William Mukare. They are all people with very good credentials. We would have no problem in supporting them. However, we have only one problem, a proposal that we'd want to make to the ANC. We see that both Leslie Sadibe and William Mukare are legal people. We wondered if the ANC would be prepared to choose one of them and consider that one lawyer is represented on the board and be prepared to drop one of the lawyers, in which case then we would be comfortable with the other appointment.
And can I guess that the other one should be Suzanne Force? I'm just thinking again.
That's the given.
All right.
Yes, from the ANC's proposal, we'll be happy to support Irene Chanley. Libby Lloyd, thinking about your 50-50, and then Dr. Philip Mtimkulu. Dr. Philip Frederick Mtimkulu. And from the ID side, Richard Callan. That's our name. We've also looked at the nomination of Suzanne Foss from the IFP, which we think is also a good nomination. That will bring the females in the board to three, the interim board, if we are agreed. But we're also prepared to support that.
Thank you very much. Cope?
Thank you, Chairperson. If we can start in the same vein with those submissions, and may I say that I think some of the submissions and names presented by the ANC are actually are very good, and COPE supports at least three of them. Some of them we don't know exactly, but can I just also just run through the names? Irene Chandley, the supporter by our party. Libby Lloyd as well. Then we know Mr. Tadibe. But as I indicated in our little caucus meeting to Honorable Kulwani, I also that we expressed, that we feel that we need one firm legal eagle in the board. Some of my best friends are legal eagles, Jefferson, but you often find that I have different views. And within a board, it is not necessarily what you require, because you also have a difficult process to manage. And therefore, we would like to suggest that we should perhaps ask the ANC to just reconsider submitting the two names of legally qualified people, so that we can have one voice strongly coming in. We are not very familiar. I have asked some of our members about Dr. Mtumkulu. We're not 100% sure if we can endorse the nomination, but obviously the ANC caucus knows the person's abilities, etc. Just from our side, we would like to suggest Chairperson, if possible, if we could, we would like to strongly suggest that we bring the gender balance back. And there's nothing wrong with a gender balance that is more female biased. And therefore, we would still like to propose that we consider a Dr. Rampele as a member. And if we could get an indication from the ANC, then perhaps if the IFP has their preferred candidate, Mr. Lowell has a preferred candidate from the ID side, etc., and then we could perhaps have a little bit of a discussion and see if we can't come up with a board that is supported by all parties, because that would really send a very strong signal that the game is over now to the executive. The business has started. Thank you, Chairperson.
Can I just check something? You said there were three names from the ANC you supported. You said Irene, Lily, and is it Leslie? Who's the third person?
Yes, it is Leslie that we supported. But if the ANC decides that they would rather go with Advocate Mukari, because of there's also some dynamics within a board. And I want to suggest that we must just make sure that it is a very strong legal person that is sitting there as a result of the many challenges that the board will face in this interim phase.
What are you saying about Suzanne Foss?
We have no problem with her, but we would suggest, we would support her as a board member, but we would suggest that we go for Dr. Rampele Mofere.
Okay, so you're not vehemently opposed to Suzanne Foss.
May I just say that I don't have a mandate from my caucus to openly support her. Personally, I can say that we know where she comes from, we know her history, we know her knowledge of the industry. So I just want to place that on record.
Thank you. D.A.? Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. I think it's very important, as we said in the beginning, and we went through this whole grueling process of the inquiry and everything, and we heard a lot of things that is wrong at the SABC. And the people of South Africa is watching this Portfolio Committee on Communication very, very, looking up to this the committee for leadership. And it's in our hands. We are from difficult political parties. It is in our hands to put an interim board there that can properly lead the SABC out of the wilderness they are in at this moment. So there's a very, very strong thing on our shoulders to get it right. To get the legal people there and financial gurus, and the mix must be... must be very good. So I'm going to talk. I just want to ask my colleague, Ms. Ndiwe Masibuku, just to go into three names that the DA is prepared to support. Three names that the ANC has put on the table It's not a thing to differ with political parties because they are from a different party. If you're an ANC member and it's a capable person to lead and to give leadership in the SABC, it's not a factor of just so no because the ANC want that name. And I think also from the other political parties, it must be fair that I know the ANC's got the majority in this committee. They've got the most votes during the elections. But so, the DA has got a lot of voters. Of course, they were 67 in Parliament. And COPE has got their support, and the ID and the IFP. I think we must sort of select the interim board that all the people of South Africa, listening to radio, watching television, they must bought into this interim board. Because it's very, very important. People lost their faith in the SABC. And I think we must try as a committee to keep the people on board, that they still pay their TV licenses in future. And you know how easy it happens that people say, no, okay, I don't like the SABC anymore, or I don't like the board, we are not going to pay our TV licenses. We must stop that. Keep trust in the SABC. And before I put some names on the table, I just want to ask my deputy to react on that names that we are prepared to support.
Thanks, Mr. Chairperson. The mandate coming from our caucus this morning was that we can support two of the ANC's nominees, that is Libby Lloyd from the MDDA and Irene Chanley. We also went through the ID's proposals as well, and the decision was taken that we could support all four save, we could support Archbishop Emeritus Ndongane, Dr. Sandile Slavitz, and Max Dupre. But there was some debate about Richard Callum, so the decision was taken not to overtly support him, not to support him in this committee. The only nominee of the ANCs that we have any strong objection to, that's worth mentioning, is Dr. Mthimkhulu. And our objection stems purely from the fact that we don't understand why there is a need for somebody who is so heavily, you know, politicized. The problems facing the SABC are largely logistical, managerial, financial, and to do with, you know, strategy. And he seems like an extraordinarily capable but his capabilities mostly speak to political science. And further to our call that this board should be as apolitical as possible, we wanted to express opposition to his nominations in particular. And that's it. Thank you. So we support Libby Lloyd. We support Irene Chanley.
And Suzanne Foss, what are you saying?
Oh, I haven't actually received the mandate on Suzanne Foss. There was some discussion about her as well, but there was no consensus, so I can't actually offer an opinion. Personally, same as with Julia, I know a lot about her background and her experience on this committee and elsewhere in the industry, so I can't see any objection to her, except, again, the question of bringing politics into this matter. But I haven't been given a mandate, so I'm afraid I can't comment on Suzanne Foss.
I just wanted to request that there were other names, Archbishop Ndongane, Max Dupre, that part, which one do you support or not? The last part of the other names from COPE, which you were saying, from ID, which you were saying you are supporting and not supporting them. Accurate, because I just...
Archbishop Emeritus Ndongane. Dr. Sandile Slavitz and Max Dupre.
See, can I just explain something there? At the end of the day, let's say that there were no other parties here. If you were to come with five names, give us your five names. The point is you're giving us seven, because it doesn't help the process.
And part of the engagement is that you have to streamline it and tell us, look, what's your non-negotiable? Patricia has said, look, I can sleep tonight if you can give us Richard Gallant. Mm-hmm. So then, I mean, Levin has said, look, I can dream tonight if you give us Suzanne Foss. Now, what is it that you're giving us as your bottom line? Because that helps the process. If you give us a long list now, it's quite clear that we almost have, I think, very significant majority consensus, almost on three names. Very significant consensus already. But if you give us now six names, it's not going to help us. Give us your bottom line.
The DA can
put the card on the table.
The DA will see tonight if Dr. Ambele is on the list.
Thank you very much.
That's our bottom line.
I don't want to complicate it further, but as I said in the beginning, the DA also supports Professor Alison Ginwald, and I agree on Dr. Rampele, and then the very capable Mr. Mark Jenkins, that is a financial fundi, and I think we need a guy like Mark Jenkins on that board, and I don't want to complicate it any further. But I agree with my colleague that we will be glad if we can get Dr. Mampela Rampele, and then strong person for me, as I said, is Mr. Mark Jenkins. I withdraw the name of Mr. Peter McLary, the former CEO, because I couldn't get hold of him to get confirmation. So my caucus leader also said to me, I must withdraw his name, because I think, as with Mr. Golding, you know, to hear on television that you are sort of nominated by the DA and you haven't discussed it with that person, it will be an unfair process.
ANC?
No, but before the ANC, I need to clarify it. Honorable Member Mazibuko mentioned the name of Lloyd, Irene, Dungan, Slabbert, and Dupree. And now Honorable Van der Berg adding names of Jenkins and Umpemar Jenkins and Anderson. You see, I think now it's close to seven. And we need five people for the board.
Sorry.
But which, if we get, if maybe the DA can assist us, how many names that are putting forward as the DA before telling us, without telling us which name that they are prepared to support or not, because I think that confuses us.
Okay.
If we get a clear list from the DA, then we'll be able to take it, to take this process forward.
You see with the Confederation Cup, you know, they got five and they got two results.
On the point of order, sir, I just want to say you can declare it's not a rugby team, otherwise they would be 22.
Our two names are Dr. Ambele and Mr. Jenkins.
The point of before.
Yeah, the point of I want to get a direct. I thought Mr. Frederick has just said they didn't get hold of Mr. Ampel.
No.
Oh, this is Makar.
Oh.
ANC?
No, not that time. Luke, maybe let's take for in the first instance and appreciate the after caucus reports from the various parties. I'm sure the break chair assisted in terms of us moving closer to agree. I will agree with Mr. Van der Berg in terms of saying the nation is watching us like a hawk. Trying to tame its prey. Now, the only difficult chair which we were presented with is the manner, because we don't seem to be skating down close to the bone. But we ourselves, as we've indicated and committed, that we want to objectively engage in this process. That will take the recommendation from IFP and also COOP to say we, in our list of five, we've got two legal fundis there, Sedibe and Mokar, Advocate Mokar, that it will be in the best interest maybe for the country and also for this committee to move forward, that indeed the ANC we do consider to drop one of the two legal fundis as the first point. And we will be prepared to for now to remove the name or to drop the name of William Advocate William Mokar, so that in the interest of moving forward, we allow that the other parties they are able to field the one candidate in that particular space. But coming to our name, then it will mean that we can see that some of our names indeed they do enjoy support in majority. But we prefer ourselves to, for now, have Ms. Irene Chandy and Libby Lloyd, Leslie Sedibe, and also Dr. Philip Mtimkulu, and open up, because I think they pick it very well, that we've got two legal fundis there. Now, Chair, the difficulty which we are having ourselves now is that we've got too many names, which the opposition parties are competing with. I'm not sure, Chair, what will be the way forward, but COOP suggested that maybe at one point, if we allow them as the minority parties just to have a word or two and come back and to indicate on which direction we are moving, we think that we can be comfortable with that, Chair.
Can I say so far? Look, like there's complete agreement on Irene Chandy. Can we make that as a confirmed now? Yes. There's complete agreement on Libby Lloyd.
Yes.
Okay. There seems to be significant support for Leslie Sedibe as a legal person. I won't say there's complete agreement, but there's significant support. So if we confirm one, two, three, okay. We've had some objection or reservation about Professor or Dr. Mtimkulu, but there has been support for him from three parties, ID, IFP, and the ANC. You see, one of the things we must keep in mind here is that you also, it's not a requirement, but I think as people who are managing a political process, we must ensure representativity. It's a very important thing. It is a reasonable balance in terms of race and gender and those kinds of things. Otherwise, you can send off a completely wrong signal. You know, if it's too much one side or something or the other. So keep that in mind. And then there seems to be significant support. Okay, the DA says no, but the COOP is prepared to consider Suzanne Ford. No? Okay. So that's part of the names that you want to take back. So, all right, we've got agreement on three at the moment. Can we agree on that? Then we'll allow the parties to another 15, 20 minutes to see, particularly the opposition parties, because it's a question of accommodation now, and see if you can bring it down to one or two final names. We'll give you time to go in caucus. I think the ANC will also see what it can keep it an open mind. Stefan Levin?
So, Chairperson, I just want to make sure from the ANC delegation that, all right, we said Irene Chandy, Libby Lloyd, Leslie Sedibe, but has the ANC got a strong, strong position on Dr. Mtimkulu? So as I see it, the ANC is prepared to step down on only one person and not two. I just want to get clarity from the ANC, sir.
The
That's what we're trying to say, Chairperson, that you see COOP has make a call when they're making their presentation. Then we're acceding to that. That indeed, I think it's a valid point that we see it's an interim board for five people. It might make no sense to have two legal people there.
is on that light that we say indeed we have to drop one of the legal fundis and allow that maybe we slaughter in one person from the opposition party to form part, because it's a smaller number of 5 people. But like you said, sir, that we're still going to deal with the issue of the board. Petition.
I was going to ask the same question, which basically then you say that you allow some time for us as opposition parties to caucus to come up with one name and then 4 names from the ANC. Do you understand you correctly? Because then we're going down a road whereby what the chairperson is saying, let's find each other. And it would be unfair to say, you know, all of us must support 4 names of the ANC and the ANC will support 1 name from the opposition. I think we need to have a 3-2 split.
Maybe let's say let the other parties go and negotiate and discuss. Isn't it also they will be discussing as they went to discuss and see what has been presented? But I was putting a point across that as an issue which we accept at now is the issue of dropping the 1 name, as suggested by Co. But we are also going to caucus. I think when you come back from a different caucus, it will be clear in terms of how to move forward.
15 minutes. We come back at 3:15.
Thank you for the ANC to consider that, because I think it would actually move us forward. Thank you very much.